Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed. To the US now, later this evening, a highly anticipated TV network interview with President Joe Biden will air on ABC News. The interview, which is pre-recorded, comes as significant pressure mounts on the president not to run in the November election. He's also appearing at a campaign rally in Madison, Wisconsin this evening, which is where John Nichols, who's national affairs correspondent for The Nation, joins me from now. John, you're in Madison, where the president is due to speak at an event, and I'm looking at WISC News here. The front page is saying, "Can Wisconsin save Joe Biden's flagging campaign?" What do you make of it?
Well, Wisconsin has saved flagging campaigns in the past. Famously, after Barack Obama had a very weak debate appearance in 2012, he came to Madison, Wisconsin the next day and had a huge crowd, 30,000 people. And there's a lot of analysts who say that that actually, you know, kind of reinvigorated his campaign. It was a turning point for him. So the Democratic candidates tend to come to Madison, which is a real Democratic stronghold, when they need a boost. And the question now is whether Biden can get that boost. I'm outside the rally right now, and there are lines here, but it just isn't going to be 30,000 people.
There were no questions about Obama's cognitive sharpness, though. He might have had a bad debate.
No.
But there are about Joe Biden. Has anyone seen the president there?
No, he's. I don't know that he's on the ground yet. He is flying in. He is going to do a major interview here. I believe it's going to be here on the ground with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. And I've seen a lot of ABC camera crews and folks wandering around. And so, you know, presumably he'll be whisked into that from the airport. And I doubt we'll see him till he steps on stage.
The stakes are so high, aren't they, John, for this interview with George Stephanopoulos, because the debate was so bad and so criticised.
Yep.
How much can we believe that the interview on ABC will be rigorous and live, as live, and could be a true test of his cognitive ability?
Well, both the rally and the interview are highest stakes politics. There, you just can't get above what we're seeing right now. Biden himself, according to some reports, not all, and there's denials of this, but there are some reports that he's basically said, at least to his inner circle, that he really needs to show it today and tomorrow. This weekend is sort of the definitional period for whether he stays in this race or not. Now, I don't want to put words in the president's mouth. I don't know that he said that. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you this is the buzz. And so here's what has to happen. He has to have a stunningly good rally today, right? He's got to, you know, just knock it out of the park. No mistakes, high energy, etc. And then people have to settle in and watch this interview with George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos is a former aide to Bill Clinton. He was a Democrat. There will always be Republicans who say, oh, well, he threw softball questions or something like that. But the truth is that Stephanopoulos has made a major career for himself as an ABC News personality.
Yeah.
And he's under pressure. He has to ask the tough questions.
Yeah, okay.
It has to be
an intense
interview.
Here's the thing, John, right? They're promising ABC to broadcast this with no edits, aren't they? I don't know. I think the duration is about 15, 20 minutes, whatever the case may be. What happens if he has a slack-jawed meltdown like he did in the debate? I mean, the pressure to edit that will be huge.
They can't do it at this point. The pressure will be. I want to emphasize, there's no interview being more closely watched from afar and from inside than this one. It's going to have to go as it is done. Now, they also promised to release an unedited transcript as well.
Yeah.
And so there's two things that are in play here. Number one, is it a slack-jawed performance? Of course, if it's that, it probably is, you know,
curtains.
The end of it.
Yeah.
Number two, if it is just a weak presentation, right? If it just isn't inspired, even if he kind of works his way through it but doesn't look good, that also is damaging. I mean, we're at the point now for the president, like him or dislike him, whatever you think about him, that he simply has to have his best performances. These have to be not in comparison to another 80-year-old man. These have to be really strong performances.
Yeah. And also,
and can I tell you one other thing too?
Go on,
Oh, just to quickly add, at this rally, there are a lot of people. I don't think it's in the hundreds, but dozens of people just across from the rally site protesting Biden on the issue of Gaza. So it's important to understand that even as he's coming to this Democratic stronghold, he's facing cross currents.
Okay, that's really interesting, I must say. But I was just going to say, even if I am Donald Trump, and it's a relatively good performance, no glitches and no edits, I'm going to say, look, there's an edit there. They're trying to delude you folks. Isn't it true? Whether it's true or not, I mean, he's likely to say it.
Absolutely. No, no, that's where our politics are. I don't know, you know, I follow Irish politics pretty closely, and I know things have gotten a little more intense there. But I got to tell you, in this country, it really is, you know, winner take all, no holds barred. And yes, Trump will, you know, he will do two things, no matter what is said. First, he will, you know, say that it was either edited or that it was much worse than it looked. Second, he will undoubtedly try to diminish Stephanopoulos, the interviewer, and say, well, this guy used to be a Democratic operative. And so there'll be all that spin, and then there will be the Democrats saying, oh, Biden did the best ever, it was amazing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The bottom line, though, is because of the intensity of the moment, I think this is one of those interviews that will actually be watched by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they will actually make, I think that a lot of folks will make their decision based on what they see.
Do you know who it's going to be watched by, John? It'll be watched by Abigail Disney, who's a granddaughter of the famous Disney family and one of the seriously wealthy donors to the Democrats, because she's saying, among others, among other Democrat donors, that unless he quits the race, she's pulling back from funding the Democrat campaign.
Right. We're hearing that all over the place. In fact, the guy who started, or a guy who runs Netflix, which is very, very powerful institution here in the U.S. and media, and one of the biggest Democratic donors, sent a letter, I think it was yesterday, in which he basically said, look, this has already gone too far. It just doesn't work. And so you're seeing mounting pressure from the donors. Most donors don't speak out. They speak behind the scenes. They don't, frankly, like to be known. They like to, you know, exercise their influence, you know, on a one-to-one basis. And so you can bet that if you see Abigail Disney or someone like that speaking out publicly, you're seeing dozens and dozens of donors privately calling Democratic members of Congress, calling Biden administration folks, and expressing their view.
Yeah.
Some will be saying, hey, stick it out. But I will tell you, I have talked, you know, I've talked to people about nothing else over the last week or so.
Yeah.
And I am hearing from a lot of people who love Joe Biden, I mean, really, really like him, who are saying that it's time. So this is a tough moment for him.
Yeah, it really is. Can I ask you before we let you go, John, about any possible replacement for Joe Biden? Who's a front runner?
Sure. Oh, there's no question it's Kamala Harris. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for that. Number one, Harris, who had a weak start as vice president, has really shown some strength of late. She's been out on the campaign trail a lot. I think she's built up a lot of loyalty with the party base. Secondly, she has framed her candidacy or potential candidacy. She's very loyal to Biden, but if she were to rise, she's framed around the issue of abortion rights, which is a very important one in this election. And so that has raised her stature some. The final thing is a subtlety that a lot of people don't know about, and that is that the money that has been raised for Joe Biden's campaign can only be used by Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And so if he stands down and they nominate someone else, they've got to raise all that money anew. They can't just transfer it over. And so in American politics, because money means a lot in American politics, that's a factor in Harris's favor if indeed it came time for a replacement.
Okay, there he is, the man in Madison. That's what we'll call you from now on. John Nichols, National Affairs Correspondent for The Nation. Enjoy the event this evening in Madison, Wisconsin. And let's see if Joe Biden can pull it out of the fire. That's John Nichols there.